Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Jeff. Good morning. When Christian Herter was the governor of Massachusetts, he was running hard for a second term in office. He served from 1953 to 1957. And one day, after a busy morning of chasing votes with no lunch, he arrived at a church barbecue. It was late afternoon, and Herter was famished. He was hungry boy. As Herter moved down the serving line, he held out his plate to the woman serving the chicken. So she put a piece of chicken on his plate and turned to the next person in line. Excuse me, Governor Herter said, do you mind if I have a second piece of chicken? Sorry, she told him. I'm supposed to give one piece of chicken per person. But I'm starved, the governor said. Sorry, only one per customer. Governor Herter was modest and unassuming, but he decided it was time to throw some weight around. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Said the woman. I'm the lady in charge of the chicken. Move along. Just a little bit about authority. Authority. As Jesus went, he reached into the lives of people, meeting their greatest need with love and compassion. Compassion is simply understanding someone's deepest needs together with a desire to do something about it. Compassion is always directed at someone or something. And God is compassionate toward us all. God loved the world so much that Jesus was given to walk among us to show how to reach out in compassion combined with action. All through Jesus' ministry, he showed the compassion of God as he worked with those who needed healing, those who needed feeding, those who needed loving, to love them into a new way of better living. When Christ had compassion on the crowds, he was, in all reality, showing the people and showing us what it means to be loved by God. As he healed, as he forgave sins, as he brought people together, he showed them and showed ultimately us God's love. And he did it as he went. Let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for your mercy and compassion. Thank you that because you gave Jesus the authority to minister healing, forgiveness, and grace to a harassed and helpless people, we can live in hope today. Open our hearts and minds to your still speaking voice this morning. It is in the name of the all-compassionate Christ that we pray. Amen. I would imagine that Jesus understood that he could not be everywhere where someone needed compassion. So he gathered his disciples, Matthew, James, John, Simon Peter, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Thaddeus, Judas, the one who betrayed him, to go out among the people with authority and do as he had done. Jesus gave the mission of compassion to his disciples. He told them to go among all the people, show compassion, heal the sick, grant forgiveness in his name, feed the hungry, visit the lonely. Talk to those who have experienced brokenness. And so the questions come to mind, what is your authority? How are you showing God's compassion in action in the world today? When I think about what I'm being asked to do as it relates to these verses, there are some tasks that I can do fairly easily. I can feed some hungry people. I can visit some folks who are lonely. I can share the news of Jesus as I go. But I've not raised anybody from the dead recently. I've not really healed any sick person or cast out any demons, Paul. Have you done that? Or have I? I'm not sure that you or I could literally bring someone back from a physical death. But I am convinced that there are people all around us dying or dead inside. People who are living without hope. And often they make choices that result in a physical death. So we do have some authority. Through Jesus Christ, we can make a difference. Love somebody back to life. In her book, Accidental Saints, Finding God in All the Wrong People, you know what I've been reading the last couple of weeks. Nadia Bolz-Weber shares a story about sitting at the bedside of a dying friend, Suzanne. 20 years earlier, Suzanne was an attorney in Denver who saw something in Nadia that Nadia couldn't even see in herself. Nadia, angry, alcoholic, never was quite able to climb out, away from the trouble, out away from her addiction. Suzanne opened up her home and gave Nadia food to eat, a safe place to lay her head. Suzanne, as she went, provided compassion with a little action. Loving someone who was dying, who was dead inside, who saw no hope, who could have, with the next drink, made a choice. So, flash forward to the bedside. Nadia, now sober, a successful pastor, author, lecturer, and friend, has come to offer compassion with authority. She said, "Tell me the things that weigh on your conscience." And so Suzanne, ever the attorney, "Well, let's define conscience first," wanting to avoid this confession. Suzanne shared the things in her life that she had done that troubled her. The sad, the funny, the particularly painful secrets that exist. Nadia asked Susan, "Do you believe that the word of forgiveness I am about to proclaim is for you?" And Suzanne said, "I believe." Nadia then proclaimed the word of God, "You are forgiven. You are not the sum total of your mistakes. God is more powerful than that." Suzanne said, wiping away the tears, "Suddenly I'm unbelievably lighter." Jesus is asking us to see the whole person and reach out a hand of compassion to be the hand sharing the bread, the cup of water, extending forgiveness. God's compassion is seen through the body of Christ today. And the church is the body of Christ, and the church is made up of you and me, all of us. As many of you know, I work in a law firm during the week, and my responsibility is to work with attorneys in helping them develop a book of business, and I also assist the firm as a whole in developing practice area branding and marketing strategy. Sounds fun, doesn't it? But even more fun, I get to make calls to those who just can't seem to pay their bill. Great fun. And as you might expect, there are times when it gets a little heated between me and them. And equally, there are some times when I and my attorneys get a little heated with each other because I get to see the behind the scenes. And I can suspect why the client doesn't want to pay their bill. So it puts me in a little awkward position, don't you think? And I find myself becoming a little less understanding of both parties, and I don't want to hear any excuses from anyone. Sometimes that bleeds over into other parts of my life, right, Jeff? And so I need to find some ways as I go to deal with this lack of compassion. How can I fix that? Remember, the message of the morning is to demonstrate the love of Christ as I go. Compassion in action. Don't need to wait for any big moments. Oh, it's Sunday, so now I got to be all compassion. We are to see, we are to understand the needs of another and then do something about it, period. That means on the job, on the freeway, even alongside the people at the Church of the Palms. You and I are the body of Christ, Christ's presence in the world. And today we are called to action. We are called to be compassionate with all those who are around us. So, I decided to try a little experiment. As I dial the phone, I just simply whisper, "Light of Christ." And you know, it helps me. It helps me open my ears and open my eyes and be a little bit more understanding of the experiences that have brought everybody to the point that they are. And we try to find some common ground. And we try to work something out that will solve the issues. Christ has given us the authority to remind each other and the people in this world that they are beloved children of God. And we can boldly say, in a whisper or in full voice, "Child of God, you are forgiven. Child of God, you are loved. Child of God, the mountain that you are being called to cross over right now might seem so big, but you know what? God is bigger, and you are loved. Child of God, that thing you did that seems so wrong to you and maybe other people in your life, you are forgiven, and you are loved. Child of God, it seems that you're going through a very dark time right now, but you're not alone. I'm here and I love you. At all times, may we be that light in the darkness, that voice of God in the world, reminding people, being compassion with action. There is power present here, and it means something. It means business, not as usual. Lives can be changed. You can bring somebody back from the dead. Bill Hybels says, "You have never locked eyes with another human being that isn't valuable to God. No one is outside that compassion." Sometimes we see all the hurting, all the pain, all the rhetoric, all the blah, blah, blah that's going on. How can I help with that? We see the greater picture, but not the individual person. C.S. Lewis once said, "It is easier to be enthusiastic about humanity with a capital H than it is to love the individual woman, man, child, especially those who are uninteresting, exasperating, depraved, or otherwise unattractive. Loving everyone in general might be an excuse for loving nobody in particular. May we see the individuals that are placed alongside our journey's path today, this week, in all of our days, and breathe words of forgiveness, healing, provide food, drink, and love in abundance. Child of God, you are forgiven, and I love you. Amen."